God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So everyone that's ever been a father has probably said at some point or time, that's my girl or that's my boy, and you take pride in your child and what they've done or who they are. At the same time, the same dad can say, do you know what your son did today? He can say that to his spouse, or say to his wife, your kid is crying. This is, of course, at 3 o'clock in the morning when the baby is crying. So being a father means taking ownership. Proverbs 5:1 says, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. You can be passive or you can be a parent, but you can't really do both at the same time. Parenting means taking action, and particularly, as in Proverbs 5 here, being a father means taking ownership. It means taking action. In the first place, my son attended to my wisdom. What is he indicating here? He's indicating that he takes responsibility. This is action and faith. It does not abrogate a child's responsibility to do what the child must do. In verses 22 and 23 of this chapter, the Bible says, his own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. So if there's a son, or for that matter a daughter, who does not listen to father's or mother's instruction, they're responsible. The child is responsible for their actions, but there's a sense in which a parent, and here a father, takes responsibility. My son. Then he says, attend unto, literally prick up your ears to, my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. So this is stewardship. I have wisdom, I have understanding that I didn't have when I was a child, when I was a son, but I do now. You see, protection is not in the child's understanding. How much does a four-year-old understand about the dangers of the highway? Well, the answer is little to nothing. So a dad, or for that matter a mom, says, don't play in the street. Now, the child may not understand why he or she is not permitted to play in the street, but it doesn't matter. The protection doesn't come from the child's understanding, it comes from dad or mom's understanding. Now, the ultimate goal is that the child herself will understand. But there will be no opportunity for understanding if there's no exercise of obedience to mom or dad. If a child gets hurt in the street, he may not have another chance to learn. So someone says experience is the best teacher. Well, I'd far rather learn from your experience than from mine. And so that's what a father and mother has. In Proverbs 4, verses 3 and 4, the father says, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He, that is my dad, taught me also, just as I'm teaching you, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live. So don't let your past blackmail your child's future. God has given your child parents, a father and a mother, in order to give correction and in order to give direction. And being a parent, specifically here, being a father, means taking ownership. It means responsibility and stewardship.